You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Avengers 5 went in a really, really different direction. Got a little bit more gritty this time.
Well, you know, when you do Avengers the London edition, you know, it's always going to be a little bit more grimy, a little more Guy Ritchie, if you will.
So many F-bombs in this. But yeah, no, we're here talking about Avengement, which is, yeah, not another Avengers flick as we thought it would be. We probably didn't think it was going to be that. But yeah, we're here
We're talking about Avengement, which I'm not even sure is an actual word, but
I really don't think it is either. I had to look at the dictionary. I still not fully sure because it was like Urban Dictionary.
Well, it sounds like whenever I make up a term for when I'm like, oh, that's my favorite Revengeance movie. Like, I just make up a word for it, and it's like, yeah, that sounds like a word a 5-year-old made up. Like, I don't.
But yeah, just to get into this a little bit, this film stars Scott Adkins, who's he's not as recognizable a name for like action, like for like general audiences, but like for action fans, they recognize him because he's been in a lot of like just various projects with a lot of major people. Like he was in Expendables 2.
Guys, have you seen Doctor Strange? Yeah. He's the guy that gets his face smashed in by that by the robe. He gets almost suffocated.
Yeah, the big motherfucker. That's what he essentially is in most of these things. Like, you know how there's always like those action films with like the Asian lead, and then there's always that one big ass white dude who knows martial arts. It's usually him.
Well, that's always what I was thinking. Like, even when it's Doctor Strange where they're doing fucking magic, I'm like, why is that magician fucking jacked? Like, what is what is his magic ability to actually ingest himself with roids, or what's going on here?
Yeah. But the thing with Scott Adkins here is that he's playing a character named, let me see what his name is. Oh, yes. His name's Kane Burgess, who's kind of like a low-level criminal. Like, he usually does, like, boxing fights, and he loses those fights, but this time, like, he was a fuck up and actually won, and a lot of people were pissed off at him, but he's like, I need to find a way to make things right. I also need to get a little bit of money. So he asked his brother for help, played by Craig Fairbass, who I'm not particularly familiar with, but another, all British actors and shit. But anyway, he goes to his brother, asks him for help, and his brother and his partner Hyde, played by Nick Moran from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. They're like, all right, you got to do this job for us because they're loan sharks. And so they have to steal. Mm-hmm. He steals a package, or essentially a loan, from a woman. The job goes wrong. She ends up dead and he gets sent to prison. But he ends up being sent there for a long time. And thing is, with this prison, this is like the most inhuman prison I've ever seen. Not in terms of just like how the guards treat the prisoners, but how the prisoners treat the prisoners. Because literally every single day is like the Raid 2 fight.
It's seriously like, yeah, it's like the prison Riddick was in or something. Like there's just fighting happening constantly. There's no scene in the movie in the prison that doesn't involve bloodshed of some type.
There's a scene that literally starts off with them at lunch, completely unprovoked. Scott Adkins just throws a tray in a dude's neck and starts beating the shit out of people.
That one, I was like, all the rest of them were self-defense. I don't think that one was. That was like, for no reason, he just starts beating the shit out of everyone in the lunchroom.
Completely, just for no reason. But yeah, this is essentially how his life is. And he ends up being there for what? I think they said, what, 7 or 8 years? Or 7.5 around that?
7 years, yeah.
But yeah, so at the beginning of the film, he goes to go visit his mother, who had just recently passed. He escapes and holds up in this bar where he goes to confront Hyde and his brother. And for the most part, most of this movie is literally just takes place in this bar. And the rest of the film is told in flashback to see how Kane got from low-level criminal to like the super badass that he is. But my thing with this is that every time they look at him, they're always like, oh, you look like you got fucked up. And I'm like, you're a generically handsome dude. Like, even the damage doesn't seem so big.
When he was
big.
Making fun of himself and he was like, oh, you don't look like a tough guy. Like, what does a tough guy look like? Oh, you know, like me, you know, handsome, well-aged. And I'm like, no, you said that with an ironic tone, but yes, you are handsome and well-aged. Like, yeah, you have a scar or whatever, but that's just makes you a little more distinguished.
The ugliest thing he has is like
fucking Billy Russo in the Punisher season 2 of just like, oh, I'm hideous. Like, bitch, come on.
The worst that he has is like those Joker Suicide Squad teeth. And even then, when you see how he got those, you're just like, oh, yeah, never mind. You did need those.
Shit.
But yeah, the whole movie is essentially just the big standoff kind of his showing his mission of revenge. And I don't know what you thought about this, but I dug this quite a bit.
Well, Shaq, so ever since I've done Screener Squad, I haven't really ever watched a movie I have particularly liked. Sometimes I have tolerated them, but most of the time it's been shit like, what was it, Little Woods, Jurassic Dead, Hellfest or whatever, and I'm just like, ugh, what boring drivel. So I'm glad to report that this one is the first one I'm like, yep, we have a winner. This was bad ass.
Dude, all of our comments around this is just gonna be, man, that shit was badass though.
Well, it's because the movie is actually like over by the time it starts. Like, what you don't realize is that it starts off like, oh, he's gonna start his revenge mission in the bar. No, the whole movie takes place of him telling the story in the bar. The revenge is done. It's like, no, this isn't what I'm gonna do to you. This is what I've already done to you. Let me break it down how I fucked you all up. And it's like, it just slowly turns to this way. And Scott Adkins playing Kane here is really charismatic. And I really like how he plays him as this just unbelievably pissed off monster, basically. Like, he's just every line of dialogue he has is just so like, I am so mad right now that all I want to do is rip all of your fucking faces off, but I have to wait for my brother to get here, so I'm just gonna tell you my story.
He's got such a like cocky attitude about it too, because he's like, listen, I know so much shit, I can do so much shit, and he does it so well. Like, I know, I'm not sure about like in a lot of his other films, at least the stuff I've seen him in, they never really give him anything to do because he's just like kind of the generic tough henchman. But now that this, they give him a lot more, like, because he has an actual starring role, and it feels like he's got a lot more substance to this, and he does a really good job. He's really charismatic. Like, I want to see him do way more things. Like, I want to see him sort of like another Jason Statham type deal, because he's got the physical presence of it.
When I was watching him in the prison, especially with all the damage he takes, I'm like, this guy's British Wolverine. Like, seriously, if we're gonna recast for the X-Men, he's one of my topper picks, because this guy can fuck people up.
Yeah, he is. Oh man, he is impressive. Also, I want to mention that this film is directed by Jesse V. Johnson, who, looking at his filmography, does a lot of like these types of action films. Not exactly like this, but like most recently he did that movie Triple Threat, which is essentially martial arts Expendables, because you got Tony Jaa, Iko Uwais, Tiger Chen, Michael Jai White, and Scott Adkins is in that as well as like the lead villain.
Nice.
So like, I think the two of them work really, really well together, if that's the case. But yeah, no, in terms of like the supporting cast, they're all serviceable. Like, they're not bad. But it's so clearly the Scott Adkins show that I was like, you know, I'm fine with that.
He's playing a huge, huge, big character, and everyone else is playing it very low key. And there's only one other guy I actually remember, which is kind of the bitch from the beginning that is trying to tell like this hard story of him like facing down this guy that was staring him off and like, no, that was me, and you actually pushed out and left your friend to die.
That kid, yeah, that dude was great. I don't remember what his name was, but he was hilarious. Those brief moments that he had, he was essentially the one little bit of comic relief, because there's even a point where they're like, hey, I really need to go to the bathroom, we've been holding this here for hours.
Yeah.
And that whole bit of dialogue was great. Fucking Eddie, I mentioned him earlier. That was his name, Nick Moran. He was such a pure scumbag, even though he had a gun in his face. He's like, I'm gonna just be a slimy piece of shit.
Yeah, his whole strategy for how he was dealing with that situation didn't really make sense near the end there. Like,
it didn't. Even I was like, okay, you could shut the fuck up. He's got a sawed off right at the back of your head. And he's still like, yeah, no, I'm going to just keep talking shit. And well, yeah.
Dude, like the kills in this movie are vicious. Like, that's what I loved about his character, Kane, is where he's like, at first he's just getting time tacked on for him defending himself in prison. And he's defending himself, but he's leaving them alive. And at a certain point, he just starts killing them. And
he's just like, fuck it, I got nothing else. I can only do just this. And
he basically accepts that, like, I'm never getting out of here, so I might as well, like, make a message and just make sure that anyone who comes at me has to pay a price.
It almost became like a weird running gag. Like, they were almost doing, like, some kind of comedy bit. It's like, all right, I killed one dude. It's like, all right, two more years to your sentence. Because I'm pretty sure he was only in there for, like, 7 or 8 years, but he was supposed to be there for, what, at least, like, a decade? At least, from what I understand.
I thought it was like 5 years actually, but he kept getting time added on, so he was there for 7 and I think he got like 5 years added on to his original sentence, so he would have, and considering the way his life is going, he was just gonna get more time tagged on the more he fought and killed people.
Yeah.
And that was what was interesting to me too, because there's a reason why everyone in this prison is out to get him, which was what I thought when I first watched. I was like, why is everyone in this prison have such a hard-on to kill this guy?
It was so sudden.
there is a final reason in the second act where it is revealed, and even then, that was one of my one problems in the movie, is like, wait a minute, that only makes sense, the reason only makes sense for a certain while, because, I'm not sure if we want to spoil or whatever, but the reason they would want him dead, if after the first year of him not being dead, it's kind of not a problem anymore, or shouldn't be a problem anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why there's this long running con to try and get him dead.
Plus, like, the amount, like, the reason that it's for, I'll say it's for money, but it felt like such a small amount.
Yeah, well, especially when you consider every time these guys go up against him, they tend to die. Like, and it's like, you're gonna have to pay me quite a bit of money to risk my neck like that.
Yeah, that was one of those things, at least, that kind of took me out a little bit. But yeah, no, overall, I don't know if there's anything you did like or disliked or anything like that. I thought this was great. I can't really think of anything that sticks out to me that was like, oh, that was noticeably weaker than everything else.
I was getting a little tired of the woman behind the bar, actually. All she does is talk shit the entire time, and actually it ends up trying to hinder him at a certain point, and yet because she's a woman, he doesn't like do anything about it. And I'm kind of like, you know, she's really been on your ass this entire time. You're not gonna at least even like smack her once or fuck up her bar or something like that.
Yeah,
because she's kind of a piece of shit too.
Oh, she's just as bad, at least in terms of dialogue. Yeah. She's cursing at him constantly, and but yeah, no, she doesn't get anything, which I'm fine with, like him not hitting her, but at least like curse back at her or something. He's like, nah, I'm gonna just not do that. I'm a gentleman.
He's really calm with her for whatever reason.
And I'll say partially the reason that he went to jail, like when you see, they show the actual event that happened, I was like, that's a little bit your fault because he got, again, he got cocky.
Well, it's like, it was supposed to be a job so easy he couldn't fuck it up. But even then, he like fucks it up. Like, it's like, all he really needs to do is, it's simple. He's got to grab a package and run away with it. And he can't even do that fucking right. Like, he fucks around and is like, okay, well, I'll take the bag, but not your purse. And I'm like, just get the fuck out of there. Like, like, it's so on the criminal level of, you know, it's not Ocean's 11. Like, it should be pretty simple to pull off.
I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to bring up? At least stuff that you liked or disliked?
The culmination to the final fight in the final, like, I want to say 10 to 15 minutes of the movie is just one big fight scene.
Yeah.
And it is great. Like, it's a just huge fight scene. Like, everything in this bar gets used as a weapon, or gets used on somebody, or thrown into by, or someone gets thrown into it. There's no stone left unturned or bottle left unbroken on someone's head. Like, this, it's very much using every tool in the toolbox in this fight, and I thought it was a really one of the top tier like big brawls I've seen in a movie like that.
Yeah, no, it is absolutely glorious, and also it feels refreshing to also see an action film that's well shot. Like, you actually see everything, and you get that noticeable, you get a satisfying crunch to everything. Like, everything just feels so satisfyingly just disgusting.
Oh, sure. I mean, the fights aren't even that fancy. Everyone's just kind of throwing punches on. Every once in a while, you get a kick, but mostly it's just really vicious, like fucking.
It's bare knuckle brawling.
Yeah, it's like I'm gonna do as much damage to you as quickly as possible because I have seven other guys I need to take care of. So, yeah, your arm needs to get broken. Sorry, bud.
Hmm. Yeah, they're trying to think if there's anything else. I think we just kind of go into like final thoughts.
For sure.
This was a huge surprise. I thought I would enjoy this because I am a fan of Scott Atkins' work, even though I think he's also tremendously underrated. And I think this is finally something that showcases his acting talent as well as like his skill in fighting. It's really entertaining. It is like the parts that are funny are satisfyingly funny. They're like very Guy Ritchie-ish, like you mentioned. It's a nice little small story that I think action fans, I think they'll get a really big kick out of this. So I got to give this at least 8 stabs to the back out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I would say that, the one thing I didn't bring up that it did kind of bother me as well is that the story, the flashbacks are told out of order for what seems like little to no reason.
Yeah.
And it is kind of like, I don't see why you just didn't go from straight beginning to end with this. Maybe it was like, usually when it's out of order, it's like have something to do with where the character is at a certain point. But literally, he's just telling a story in the bar. And I'm like, why don't you start the story from beginning to end? Like, why do we keep jumping back and forth?
I think it's one of those things where like, at least some of the thing that's brought up, because there's a point where Kane is talking to like the police captain or whatever, and he's bringing up the things about his brother's operation. And I think that's one of those things that they kind of want to do after the fact. At first, you're just thinking, oh, he's just kind of like this big ass brute. And then they show, okay, he might have it's partially a revenge story, but a little bit of a redemption story in a certain bizarre sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying it's kind of jarring in the moment when you first see like, oh, I need you to do this job for me, brother. And then suddenly, and then I fucked up and went to prison is like the next scene. I'm like, what? Wait, what? Like,
yeah.
You missed a big chunk of movie here. And then it's like, oh, that chunk is coming about 30 minutes later. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. So, yeah, I'll give it 4 sugar napalm cups out of 5.
Man, okay, is that really a thing? Like,
oh, sure. Have you ever watched The Night Of?
No, I haven't.
Hot water and baby oil.
That makes napalm.
You get napalm.
Yep. Jesus Christ. Yeah, because at first I thought it was like, did he put dry ice in there? But I'm like, you can't put dry ice. You can't grab that with your hands.
No, the trick is to get something sticky, like, and something that'll stick on you and it's hard to rub off. Hot water, like, evaporates and goes off. So if you could mix hot water with some sort of sticky substance that'll stick on a person, yeah, you got napalm.
Man, this is teaching me some things I never thought I would ever learn. I'm going to go talk to some enemies right quick.